The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. Visiting this weekend with Aaron Kahm of the Quad American. The Quad American is headlining a big night of trad music at the Art Center Friday night, November 8th, starting at 8 p.m. We have our own Adam Hurt and Beth Harkness, a fantastic banjo and fiddle duet. And then the Quad American, all the way from out in the Northwest, which is Aaron Kahm and his wife, Nicole Kahm. Welcome to the Art Spot, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, and we're really looking forward to having you at the Art Center on Friday night, the 8th. I've been fascinated ever since I got the Wild Bill Jones album with y'all's musical ideas and explorations and your career. And you spent, 8 years with the Boulder Acoustic Society, and then you headed out to the Columbia River Gorge.
That's correct, yeah. And this will be the first time that my wife Nicole has ever been to North Carolina, so I'm excited to be playing in Carrboro and letting her see what she's been missing.
Indeed. Well, we're a good town for musicians and artists, and that description certainly fits Nicole, so we'll give her a big welcome down here. What took you out to the Northwest and took you away from Boulder Acoustic Society into the Quad American?
Yeah, the Quad American, I have been using that name to kind of describe any music I played outside of Boulder Acoustic Society for a while. But I also build musical instruments, and I got an offer to go out to live here in Hood River and work with a company called Mayamoe Ukuleles. And I'd known them for quite some time, but it was time for us to all be in the same spot. So when we decided to move to Hood River, it also was just a chance for Nicole and I to focus on playing old-timey folk music together instead of me in a band. And it's been a wonderful year and a half now that we've been out here.
I'm sure it has. The two of you together have blended ballads, breakdowns, rags, gospel duets, all the different aspects of old-time folk music, and then reconstructed it into a sound that's quite your own. But what fascinated me with the Wild Bill Jones album is you essentially constructed a 15-song suite all held together by the theme of that famous old bad man Wild Bill Jones.
Yeah, I think with old-time traditional folk music, sometimes we've sung it so much that we forget that it maybe was supposed to tell a story or have a meaning. And the words aren't just supposed to be placeholders between the fiddle breaks. So when you hear a tune like Wild Bill Jones, it reminds you that there's three people in it and two of them didn't make it. That's a pretty serious situation. So that piqued our curiosity and thought, well, what would happen if everybody in that ballad got to tell their side of the story? And that's how we started working on the CD.
Well, that's a remarkable concept and certainly a great truth, because especially the bluegrass players can make Wild Bill Jones sound like a pretty happy song if you're not paying attention to the lyrics. So let's hear the title track from the Quad American album, Wild Bill Jones, and we'll be right back on the Art Spot after this.
When I'm walking on a Saturday night, oh, I came across that Wild Bill Jones. He was a walking and a talking by my true lover's side, and I bid him for to leave her alone. Oh, I bid him for to leave her alone. He isn't my age. He's 21, I'm too old to be controlled. So I pull my pistol out from my side and I destroyed that poor boy's soul. Oh, I destroyed that poor boy's soul. He reeled and he staggered. He fell to the ground and he let out a terrible moan. Then he threw his arms round my true lover's neck. He said, oh, honey, oh, I'm leaving you alone. Honey, I'm leaving you alone. So put those handcuffs on me, boys, and take me to that freight yard gate. 'Cause I've got no friends, no relations here. I got nobody for to go my bail. Got nobody for to go my bail. Let's all go out on a spree. 'Cause today you saw the last of Wild Bill Jones, but tomorrow be the last of me. Oh, tomorrow be the last of me. 'Cause they took me up on that crooked tree to hang, but this poor boy, he longs to be free. Today you saw the last of Wild Bill Jones, and tomorrow be the last of me. Oh, tomorrow be the last of me.
Okay, welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL. We're visiting with Aaron Keim, half of the Oregon-based old-time folk duet, The Quiet American. They'll be at the Art Center Friday, November 8th, for a 8 p.m. show featuring The Quiet American and North Carolina's own Adam Hurt and Beth Harkness. It will be a fabulous evening of old-time music today. Two different perspectives from two fantastic duos from either side of the North American continent. So it will be a night you don't want to miss. And for tickets or more information, you can go to artcenterlive.org or call 919-929-2787. Besides getting Nicole introduced to the Tar Heel State. Aaron, what are you looking forward to on this trip to the Southeast? I know you're doing some ukulele workshops and other performances while you're out this way as well.
Yeah, that's true. Well, when we were in Boulder Acoustic Society, we used to come to North Carolina three or four times a year, and we just gained a lot of friends and great places to stay and nice people that wanted to be around us, and I miss all those people and all those places, so I'm looking forward to coming out for that. I have to admit, I haven't had a Bojangles chicken sandwich in a few years, and I'm looking forward to that too, but I guess I'm not super proud of that.
Well, I must admit, my wife, Mrs. Bluegrass, when we were living in southeast Kentucky, started jonesing for Bojangles pretty badly as well.
Yeah.
So, One thing that's fascinating to me is I see you have on YouTube instructional videos for the clawhammer ukulele. Now, I know about the clawhammer way of frailing a banjo, and I know what a ukulele is, but I'd never put the two together before you.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, I never planned on it either. It was kind of an accident. The ukulele usually is strung with its fourth string being high-pitched, just like the five-string banjo has its fifth string high-pitched. So it turns out you can find your banjo tunes on the ukulele pretty easy. And as you know, there's been a huge resurgence of the popularity of the instrument in the last 10 years, and I've been lucky enough to ride that wave. And it turns out lots of people who play the uke are interested in old-timey Appalachian music, and they love learning banjo tunes. So it's become kind of part of our career and part of what takes us all around the world.
It's one of the accidental things that makes me look like I'm a deep arts programmer, and really it's completely unplanned. In the month of November, I have you, Aaron Kahn, with the Quiet American coming in on November 8th, and then Jake Shimabukuro coming in on Wednesday, November 20th. So quite by accident, it is a big month for the uke at the Art Center.
Yeah.
And certainly this exploration of the music I love best that you do on the ukulele is much closer to my heart than hearing the songs I've been trying to avoid for more than 30 years on the ukulele. But Jake is an extraordinary superstar. But the music of the Quiet American is true heart music for me. This is music that comes out of the community in which I've invested most of my career, and to see y'all take an interpretation like Wild Bill Jones, as you've done on the album, to see y'all mix all these different traditional forms together to create a new folk music for today is about as exciting as it gets for me, and it's very special to see in your hands the folk process actually happening.
Yeah, thank you. And it's been interesting. We've turned into ambassadors for old-time Appalachian folk music to the ukulele community, and we've turned out to be ambassadors for the ukulele to the folk community. And that's not a role I ever intended to play, but we're happy to do the job.
Indeed, it's a great role to play, and it's those happenstance things that often put you in the right direction. Well, let's close out this segment with the leadoff track from the Quiet Americans album, Wild Bill Jones. We will hear Apple in the Fall.
She turned 15, and what do you know? Men started coming in the Sunday clothes. Thin or fat, short or tall, she picks a man like an apple in the falls. Like an apple in the falls. She used to tussle over any old thing. Now she's sitting pretty on an old porch swing. One rides up on a big red horse, one walks away through the mud, of course. Through the mud, of course. She's a middle child and a tomboy too. Oldest went away, youngest a fool. Papa went north, said he'd be back soon. Man alive fell beneath the harvest moon. Neath the harvest moon. Pretty yellow dress and a flower in her hair. Mama packs a chest with all she can spare. He starts working, toil and strife. She learns how to be your wife. Be your wife.
Welcome back to the Art Spot. Visiting today with Aaron Kime, banjo and ukulele player with the Quiet American, which also consists of his wife, Nicole Kime. They're coming all the way from the Columbia River Gorge in Oregon down here to Carver, North Carolina, to perform at the Art Center on November 8th for an 8 p.m. show. Not February. Never mind. Let's do that whole segment over again, Anthony. Okay, restarting, Anthony. Welcome to the Art Spot. We have with us today Aaron Kime, ukulele and banjo player with the Quiet American that also consists of his artist and musician wife, Nicole Kime. They are coming all the way from the Columbia River Gorge up in Oregon to Carborough for a Friday, November 8th show at the Art Center at 8 p.m. artcenterlive.org, 919-929-2787. Also appearing that night from right here in North Carolina, the extraordinary banjo artist Adam Hurt and the great fiddler Beth Harkness. Beth, I've known since back when these old-time songs were brand new, it seems like, sometimes. And we're really happy to have those old friends playing at the Art Center with our new friends from out in Oregon, Aaron and Nicole Kime. You're doing a few other events around the area, a ukulele workshop in Durham on Thursday the 7th, aren't you?
Yeah. One of our fans knew we were coming out and is just putting together that uke workshop. I think we're going to work on finger picking mostly. We'll probably learn a couple of Piedmont blues pieces on the ukulele.
Neat. Piedmont blues on the ukulele, clawhammer and old-time fiddle tunes on the ukulele. I love it. And then you're going to head down to Wilmington for the North Carolina Ukulele Academy the day after your Art Center show. So it's going to be a great little weekend here in Central North Carolina.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how you got to know Adam and Beth, because I'm really thrilled to be presenting them as well.
Oh, well, I think I first heard Adam play on a clawhammer banjo compilation. I think it might have been one that Kathy and Marcy put out. And I just liked his playing, and then I found him on the internet. And when I was coming back out that way, I was just thinking of somebody that would suit playing with us at the Art Center, but then also somebody I wanted to meet. So that's why I called Adam and see if he was available. I've never met him, but he's one of those people I feel like I know because I've been listening to his music for quite a while and following him on the internet.
Indeed. The modern old-time folk roots community, internet-based like everything else. So that makes it doubly exciting for me. I didn't realize y'all had not yet met in person, so I get to actually do an introduction instead of just my usual introduction of the act before they play. So that'll be fun for me, and I think a remarkable show for the audience to see two different approaches to old-time music here in the 21st century. And we'll hear that balance at the Art Center Friday night, November 8th, 8 p.m., artcenterlive.org. The Quiet American and North Carolina's own Adam Hurt and Beth Harkness, a great evening of old-time music. Thanks for being with us today, Aaron.
Thanks for having me, Art. See you soon.